So we have seen the operation. So we have seen shipping companies, how maritime transport works. Let's discuss now ports. Ships need ports and they need aggregate ports. So ports that are organized so as to accept those big ships. Now be able to load and unload these ships and the issue is, the modern issue is port congestion. When you see ports, when you see ships in the Gulf of Trieste, that means that it's congestion. They are waiting. A ship doesn't want to wait. Wait means cost of people, cost for fuel, and just wasting time. But they don't want to wait. So a ship would like to come to the port, load and load and go, and work it, as we have seen with them. But that's not always easy, because ports are congested. They have limited space and a lot of ships. So the ships arrange with the ports, and they ask, how much do I pay to use your port? And how much should I wait? So how efficient are you in accepting me, mooring me, loading and unloading the goods and letting it go? So that's the task of the ports. So if a port wants to be successful and to attract ships, it has to be efficient. Now this is a mixture of port in general and the port of Trieste. So there is some information about the port of Trieste. Here I have a list of videos that I got from YouTube that are very interesting, but unfortunately we don't have the time to see them. But maybe just one or a small one, because it's really worth it. So I urge you to see, if you have time, these videos. Let's see if we can see this one. Do we have audio? No, we don't have audio. Why not? Let's see if I can get audio. This might help. This is on. This seems to be on. This is off. Why is this off? Well, è stato bisogna inserito un jack. Any expert? None of you is expert? Connessioni? Nessuno? Well, anyway, what I wanted to show you. Dice? Vuole? Vuole provare? Un posto? Pannello di controllo. Intanto trovare il pannello di controllo.
Scrivere direttamente una ricerca.
Sì? Eccolo.
audio regola questo? Linea d'ingresso, Realtek non collegato. Linea d'entrata.
Trovi autoparlanti laterali.
Vediamo così, linea d'entrata. Adesso qualcosa abbiamo visto, no? Di più. Sì.
No, la linea fuori, linea d'entrata e autoparlanti laterali.
Quello? Questo, ci sono dispositivi.
Aveva disconnesso.
Sì. Veramente. Non collegato.
Quello sotto qua. Forse adesso.
No, non importa. Non importa. Now what I wanted to show you is some images about the port of Trieste. You see how this is the 50s, huh? This is the 50s. So this is the. Yes, this is the loading and unloading probably of coffee sacks. This is how it took place. These are all the people that are working. So there are cranes. And this goes into the belly of the boat. And yes. This is, what is this? This is scrap for iron, huh? So these are cars, boats, this is the car that got there. And all this merchandise, all these goods, went into the warehouses. That's why we see all these warehouses. There were warehouses where all these goods were stored, waiting for somebody to buy or for delivery, for cars to come, trains. So this is what it was. Yeah, that's another tractor carrying wood. No? This is probably in port. This is the wood dock in Yanportalo. No? Wood. Yeah. So most of the things were done manually by actual people that do the tough job, gli scaricatori di pompa, no? I famosi scaricatori di pompa. And yes, this is another sacks of something that are coming. Oh, yes, these are the trains. So there were rails by the docks, and the trains were used. Steam engine trains coming. Yeah, this is, what is this? This is a truck. This is 1950s in Trieste. This is these are loading a truck, a jeep on the boat. So this arrived by train. They went on the boat with diesel, with a coal, it's coal train actually. It's not diesel, this is coal. So I guess this is part of the new harbor. Working on the construction, building up. Yes, building up new buildings. Yeah, so this is, well, you can have fun watching this movie and see how the port operations took place in the 50s. And there is also an audio that's very, very interesting to listen to. But we cannot do it here now. Okay. So what I wanted to stress is that there are three stages of development of a port. Three stages of development. These are the ancient ports. I call them port emporium. This goes up to the Second World War. Port emporium. This is the industrial port. The industrial port, well, it starts maybe in the second half of the 1900s, so 1850 about. The port becomes an industrial location. A location where you set up other activities connected to the port or due to the port, due to the vicinity to the sea, right, to the access to the sea. And this is the modern port. The modern port, I call them gateway port. By the way, port means gateway. Port means gate. So it's the same name, but gate is the English name for port. Port is the Latin name. So these three levels, these three developments, they somehow overlap. No? They are not completely different. They are overlap. Well, a port, of course, is a point of convergence between two geographical domains, land and maritime. And portus or emporium. In Greek, portus in Latin, yes, that's what they mean. They mean a place where you have an exchange between of goods from land and sea. Sea, as you know, was very important. The most famous emporium was the port of Piraeo. Okay, and now we by emporio we mean merchandise, huh? Emporio commerciale, no? In Italian, I don't know in Spanish. You have the word emporio in Spanish?
I don't know.
Never heard of it? Emporio, no?
No.
This is it's Latin. Mm-hmm. Greek is Greek, actually. It's Greek. The Latin one is portus. No? Of course, ships were small, so you can have ports everywhere. Mm-hmm. Ship draft, small, ports everywhere. And absolutely important, ports were the places where the cities started. The most important cities developed where the ports were. So you have near the rivers, the Thames, no? You have the navigation, the Thames come in inland, and you get London, Montreal on the St. Lawrence River, Guangzhou on the Pearl River, and so on. So the port is the main reason why the city is created. Trieste is the same. Trieste was, I have it here, Trieste was 5,000 people. Then the port started, became important, and got to 250,000 in less than a century. So the city of Trieste, it's due to the port. The port activity. Before was just a small village. And so all if you think about most of the cities are by the sea. New York, Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, the main cities of the world, and Lagos, Bombay, almost everywhere, at least the city, the oldest cities were by the port. So ports were crucial. And why they were important? Also because they attracted people. The ports attracted people for doing all that heavy job that you have seen. Here I found these numbers. In the 1950s, ports such as London, New York, each employed 50,000 longshoremen. So people that were involved in handling, loading and unloading. Now, in the 90s, it's down to 3,500. That's what you get in number of people that are so. But ports were very, very important for the cities. And this is, I leave this to the Triestine here, the people from Trieste. You see the development of the main developments that took place in Trieste because of the port. The free port of Trieste was established 1719, I think, Porto Franco. And gradually you got all a series of major companies, that developed thanks to the port, in support of the port. You have the insurance, you have the Lloyd Austriaco, the shipping company, Arsenale, shipbuilding, another insurance, Gruppo Allianz. You had the Barone Revoltella that built, that financed the Suez Canal that we've seen. You had the construction of the main railway lines in the 60s. Okay, then a new major line, and then the construction of the docks, the construction of the maritime station that you can still see in front here, and more docks. And finally, 1970, you have Molosetta. Molosetta is important for the port of Trieste because it's the container dock, container pier. So only in the 70s. So let's stress again, ports are places where a lot of economic activities take place, loading and unloading, a lot of commerce, a lot of trade, a lot of finance, a lot of services, a lot of banking. So the goods are stored. So there is a lot of capital, that's capital. People from everywhere that move to a city, to a port city, and the city becomes bigger and bigger. In England, one of the second largest city was Glasgow, another port, up to the Second World War. But then, port cities declined, and Trieste also declined. So Genoa also did decline. What is another important aspect of the port? A port is a place where you have a network, a cluster, a network of firms. And some firms are port related, so handling, transport, logistics, these are all activities that are directly port related. Loading, unloading, pilotage, engineering, inland shipping services, ship brokers, rail transport, pipeline transport, trucking services, logistics, all sorts of logistics, forwarder, shipping agents, warehousing, storage, and so on. Then we have some services connected with the port, so trade, and insurance and banking, as we have seen. Okay. But what's also relevant is ports attract also industries that need to be by the sea. They need to be by the sea. Why? Because they receive raw materials then they transform, they make final products out of it. So you have important activities like oil refining. This is typically defined in close to a port. Oil refining, flour mill, so pasta, pastificio, no? Zara we have here in Trieste, and coke manufacturing. Coke, carbon coke, so you have siderurgical firms, we have the Ferriera here, chemical factory, so a lot of chemicals. We don't have many chemicals in Trieste, there were a lot of chemicals in Marghera, Venice, another port, chemical. Production of iron and steel, acciaieria, around here or nearby, Ferriera again, shipbuilding. Crucial, very important in Trieste, and then Trieste was full of, there was no space for in Trieste, so they built a shipbuilding factory in Monfalcone. So Fincantieri, specialized supplies, suppliers to port industry. So you have a lot of, the port is a place where there is a good location, it's a good location point for manufacturing. And this is a list that I got from these videos of all the firms that were located in Trieste in these branches. So shipbuilding, engines, metals, wine and liquors, we had stock, grains, coffee, forgot coffee, important for Trieste. So Illy, Hausbrand, then we had beer also, we had Dreher. Fish and pickles, Salvador, tobacco, wood and paper, Cartiera Timaro, cards, Modiano, tipografie, sugherie, cotton, there were firms, chemicals, pharmaceutical, colors, cement, marble, cementificio, oil refineries. Some of them are gone, some of them are still here. So it's the industrial aspect of a port. A port attracts industry, successful industry. Okay, some of these are still here, some are not. But then you have the third phase, that third phase is the modern port harbor or gateway. In a modern port or gateway, the goods, well, all the movement is mechanical, with frames and equipment, computerized, and the goods are in containers. Containers, they arrive and they go as soon as possible. They don't have to stop. Every stop by a port is wasting time, deteriorated goods, cost, needs to be refrigerated, all these things. So, the efficiency of the port is measured by its ability to connect with the interland and to move the goods as fast as possible from the sea to the inland to the final destination. Increasing mechanized work, so the employment drops. And this is Antwerp up to 2007. This is direct employment in Antwerp, stable. And this is throughput, so the amount of goods that go through the port of Antwerp, increasing. Constantly increasing employment, constant. So what is a modern port? Let me show you what a modern port is, because I am going to take one of the slides from the Rotterdam port. And the Rotterdam port is a huge port. Let's see if I get the right one. There was an audio here as well, but yes, here it's this video stresses the intermodality aspect of the port. So the port needs to be connected with all modes of transport. So that's entering the port, throughput 30 million TEUs. Trieste is 500,000, so put in perspective, so huge. Goods arrive by train, by truck, by barge, and this is stocking the containers that you see. Yes, container piled up, especially empty containers. There is a big problem of the empty containers. Where do I put the empty containers? So several docks. This is not a coastal port. This is a, you see, a port that's by the sea and within a river. Common rail terminal. So rails that feed into the port. Huge line of rails. Unfortunately, there's an audio, but I forgot to check that. Masclave Plaza, that's a new part of the port that has been recently been added to the port. Efficient handling, customs scans. Custom is a crucial aspect of the port. It has to be as quick as possible. Extra barge, these are for barges. Let's see what they do. Truck parking. You see, another important aspect, a port needs to have an interland. Some logistics centers that are behind the port. I'll tell you the name. Location is that special? Yes, this is the reefer containers located on land, away from the port, rail service. This is the Port of Rotterdam Authority. It's located there, I think. Flow. Rail processes, so the rail. Container transferring other blah, blah, blah. So these are centers inland that work in connection with the port. Inland terminal. Well, unfortunately, rail corridor. Interland network. Inland terminals. Yes, that's what they call inland terminals. Promotional activities, much merger, exploring interland opportunities. So I think this is it. Let's see this one. Supply chain. So the port is a node in the supply chain. Let's see what's the components of the supply chain. location. Nautical accessibility, so that's the big ships need to access the port, so they need draft and a lot of space. Day and night, 24-hour operation. Huge amount of cranes. Pilots, so these are the tugboat. Feeder, short sea. So, yeah, this is feeder. This is pallets. Smear. Trucks that go along the main routes. Main roads. Hinterland connection, that's what I also wanted to stress. The hinterland connection are very important. A port needs to be very well connected and accessible in order to accept and ship the goods very quickly. It's Hyundai, these are the trains, roads. Road connections. So that's the port authority, or the name. Offices. Well, you got the idea, right? So I think this is it. So you got the idea what a Rotterdam, what a modern port is. So that's the gateway. Mm-hmm. Of course, a port like this requires a lot of space. And to live by a port like this is not easy. Huh? A port like this creates also problems. What kind of problems? Pollution, noise,
congestion
outside. So the relationship between the port and the city is not an easy one. Huh? The less space that there is available, the more, of course, the more difficult are the problems to solve. So these are the ports, some port typologies. The ones that we just seen are, what is it like? I guess it's more like this, the River Rhine, estuary of Rotterdam maybe, also Hamburg and Antwerp are like this. What is Trieste?
In the bay.
This one? probably this one. Italian ports are mostly like this. Some are protected, some are not. This is San Francisco. So these are the port typologies. So I guess the Italian ones are classified as coastal natural ports. The northern range ones are more river tide gates, river basins. So the different kinds of ports. And yes, we already discussed this, specialized container ports, quick ship turnaround, very important. Okay. Of course, a very difficult subject is also how to organize a port. How should be the activities that take place in a port should be organized. This is called container storage, we've seen this. This is the docking areas, cranes, loading and unloading. So there is a science that takes place. So there are engineers that care about this issue and discuss this issue. And this, of course, also changes depending on the type of goods that you receive, the organization of the goods. And the logistics activities also that take place within the port. So what's important for a port? To have good maritime access means tidal range and channel and berth depths. So it has to be deep, wide, and the tide has to be controlled because the tide is always course a problem. Maritime interface, the amount of shoreline that has good maritime access. How much shoreline is it available? When we discuss about this huge port, big ports like Rotterdam is more or less half the size of the province of Trieste. So it's a huge, huge area. Then, of course, you want the infrastructure and equipment, a lot of capital investment, and you want to have good land access. So if you are surrounded by hills, well, that's a problem. Cannot be a very successful port. Northern range ports are surrounded by plains. So very, very easy access to the rest of Europe. So the inland ports, inland ports are very much important. So a port is not just what is on the coast, but a port is the sum of what's in the port and what is inland, beyond the port. Maybe it's more important what is behind the port than what, so the inland connection, the inland terminals are as much important as the sea terminals. Okay. Then you have a problem of dredging. All ports need to be dredged, so to keep the draft. So all ports are constantly dredged. As I told, we already discussed it, the ships get bigger and bigger, so the ports have more and more.
What is dredge?
Draft.
Dredging.
Dredging means excavating the port and taking out the sand that deposits into the port in order to keep the draft.
The sand.
Qual è il termine in italiano?
Drenaggio.
Yes, about sit on the port, we already told you. We have many ports. This is, I think this is, I don't know what is this. This is one port, I don't know if this is Pireo. Yeah, this is a port, a picture of the port. What are the largest ports in the world? This is a ranking 2011, and the Rotterdam, the one that we just saw, in terms of what? In terms, how do you classify ports? If we classify in terms of tons, volume, tons, Rotterdam is 430,000 tons. Trieste is 60,000 tons, just in order of comparison. So, huge port. And it's not the largest because China, Singapore, China, it's full of very, very huge port. This is Hong Kong. This is Antwerp, it's only here. Okay. These are the Italian ports. So which one is the, this is 2011, which one is the largest in terms of tons? In terms of tons is Genoa, then it's Trieste.
The last 3 years is Trieste first. The last 3 years
is Trieste.
Trieste? Yes.
It can be, it went, because it went to 60, so maybe it's bigger. And yes, this is the containers that keep coming. You see the empties, these are the empty containers. It's also a big part full, and this is full empty transshipment. In terms of containers, containers is only one of the business. It's not the, but in terms of containers, which one are the largest? This is 2012, 32 million TEUs. Shanghai, Singapore, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and so on. Rotterdam is here, 11 million TEUs. Trieste is 50,000 TEUs. So these are the largest ports. Of course, it's mostly Asia because not most of the traffic comes from Asia. In Mediterranean ports, the statistics tells us up to 2013 that Algeciras, in terms of containers, was the largest because of the position we have seen to receive the big ships. Valencia is also quite big. And this is Port Said, Egypt, and Istanbul. More and more ports develop also in Africa. Egypt, Morocco, I've seen more and more ports. And this is Piraeus 2013. So it went from nothing to nothing. From 60,000 to 3 million, because it was taken over by a Chinese company that made Piraeus hub in the Mediterranean. So it grew very much. The Italian hub is Gioia Tauro. Gioia Tauro is also went from nothing to pretty big. Why?
I don't want to say why.
You don't know why.
No, again, I know why, but I don't want to say why.
You don't want to say why?
No.
Why? Why don't you want to say why?
It's not for a good reason.
Eh?
It's not for a good reason.
No, it's a good reason. Why? No, it's a good reason. It's a German-Italian company. It's a German-Italian company that invested in Germany. Tangeri, Genoa, and so on. So, transshipment, huh? So it's mostly transshipment. It means that the containers are counted when they come and when they go. So they're counted twice. So these are the Italian ports. So, final question. What determines the success of a port? This is a kind of an open question. Four possible explanations. Why is it the port successful? Well, first explanation, because the shipping companies make, if a giant like Costco of the size, the Gioia Tauro will be three times as big, then it will become three times as big. If they move from Algeciras to Gioia Tauro, then it will become. Or if they move to Morocco, because Morocco reduces the access fees, because the ships pay fees. If they Morocco reduces the fees, cuts the fees because they don't want to, they want to be competitive, and so they reduce the fees, then they become attract companies and then become make. So one possible explanation is shipping companies. Another explanation, port operators, in particular terminal operators. The port needs to have infrastructure, port infrastructure, cranes, squares, cranes, space, organization, and needs to be efficient. But the port in itself can also be private. So if a company decides to invest in a port, then can make the port successful. So the terminal operators are crucial. Who are the terminal operators? Usually the terminal operators are connected, linked to the shipping companies. So Costco, shipping company, becomes a terminal operator in Piraeus. Evergreen, shipping company, becomes a terminal operator in Trieste. Indirectly, not directly, but indirectly, financing a company that runs the terminal. So investing on the terminal, making the terminal efficient, might make the port more successful. Another possible explanation is port authorities. Port authority manages the port, so organizes the port. The port and the authority has the special power collecting port taxes, allocating port space, and promoting the port. In particular, the port manages the tenders. The tenders, you don't understand tender, what tender is? What's that? A tender è una gara. Una gara. What happens is you have a peer, you have a dock, you have a molo queen, let's say, okay. You are the owner of the dock, the land, but you give it to someone else for a price, and that someone else has this dock for 99 years. Typically, it's 99 here, and they can do what they want to the dock. So they can invest, build warehouses, build cranes on the dock. So it means that tender is una gara, una gara d'appalto, sì. Non mi è arrivata la parola giustissima in italiano, adesso non viene. Un affidamento, una gara di affidamento di un'infrastruttura. So you tender, there are bids, so companies bid for, I'm going to pay this and then that, so this tender. So it's like it's a like franchise building, we discussed about franchise building. So it's a franchise bid for an infrastructure. So this is the role of the port authorities. They are the managers so there is a person that manages the port authority, and the municipalities usually, or the state, participate in this decision. The role of the port authority is determined by law. So there are laws. In Italy, there was an important port reform in 1994, and recently, oh, this is not the last one. Recently, there has been another law that was passed that reformed the port. Okay, so third explanation is the port authority. Fourth explanation is the location. So the success of the port is determined by where it is located. The geographical location, geographical explanation. So the presence of a well-infrastructured industrial interland that uses the port for its own import and export. A port is successful when there is somebody that wants to use the port, that is located close. So a possible special example of this, northern range ports are successful because there is the industrial base located in the northern Germany, France, and Belgium, and Holland, and so on, that want to use the port. Of course, ports compete with each other. Mediterranean ports compete among each other, northern Adriatic ports compete among each other, Italian and Spanish ports compete. So there is competition to get more ships, throughput, services, to get bigger, and so on. Okay, only for the Italian students that want to know more about Friuli and Giulia ports. These are the three ports that we have. This is Mola Settimo, this is Monfalcone, this is Porto Nogaro. So I let you read maybe these slides, and maybe I'll just show you one thing. Yes, these are the data that I got. This is the total volume of the port up to so you see the port. This is the port of Trieste, 1 million tons, 3 million tons. So after the war, when the port had so many people working for the port of Trieste, it used to do 3 million tons, 6 million tons. Then it jumped to 20 million. And now it's up to 40 and 60 and so on. So do I have the, yes, these are the last data that I got. Here, 2015, it was 57 million. But why so many goods are go through the port of Trieste? What's the explanation? The main explanation is this one. Oil, petroleum energy. Trieste has a pipeline that serves the southern part of Germany and Austria. So most, and recently also, I think that the one was in Marseille, France, it was closed down. So the oil that used to go to Marseille came to Trieste, so that increase the number of this oil that is going through. So it's mostly oil. But what's the economic impact of this oil that comes here and goes to the north? It's big tanks that come and they get pumped, and it's got then the oil is goes. So there is one big company, CO. I guess you know, see how that works. But I don't know how many people it employs. Should be at maybe 100 people or so. I'm not sure. So the main thing of Trieste is oil. And when you, this is reinforced solid, minerals, carbon. Okay. So not, and this is containers, used 500. 1,000 containers. This is passengers. So if you compare Trieste, this is not only Trieste, this is Trieste, Monfalcone, and Porto Nogaro together. They got, in this year, they got 52, with Anversa's 180. But check the size of the area of Trieste with the size of umbrellas. So completely different ports. And here you have more information about if you want to read them. Okay, so we are done with the ports. What will be the conclusions? What about these two sectors, maritime and ports? Well, very relevant, huh? Very relevant and more capital intensive. So yes, there is competition between firms and between ports, and quite efficient and quite modern. So they play a very important role, of course. Yes. Okay, let's stop here.